got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, it is Valentine's Day, which means there'll be lots of people
yep.
out and about right now on their way to a gorgeous dinner, maybe.
Lucky.
Maybe they're having a swipe on the apps trying to get a last-minute date secured.
Lucky. Different kind of lucky.
That's the people. Those people in the second category are the ones I want to talk about, because the dating platform Hinge has revealed a bit of a study, a bit of a report that said there is a new dating term that is absolutely gaining popularity.
Okay. So Hinge is something that you and I never got the opportunity to use because it was invented after you and I both got in long-term relationships.
Yeah.
I saw on Instagram Reels the other day, apparently on Hinge you can leave it's like a voice memo to be like, hey, I'm Tim, I really like fishing, I'm pro-Trump. Like, it's just so, why aren't we offering to make people's audio messages for
them? A friend of mine saw that it was like having a swipe, and she sent me this one of this guy. He was like, can you do something, can you make a better noise than this, was his prompt, and he just like made this really like noise.
Oh, so it's a challenge. Great.
Yeah.
Very, very
amazing.
Smart. So it's a great app, great obviously access, but back to this new dating term because you said it's the cousin of ghosting. Now, what is ghosting?
So ghosting is when you will send someone a message that you were seeing and they'll disappear.
Yeah.
They'll ghost you.
So say I'm like, hey, Jess, looking forward to seeing you at 3 o'clock for our date.
And you never hear from me again.
Yeah.
Fizzling, almost more hurtful.
Fizzling.
Fizzling.
Okay.
So this new dating term, fizzling, is used to describe someone who maybe not be interested in continuing a relationship, but instead of ghosting that person, they just slowly start shortening their messages until they don't reply.
Well, would you rather be fizzled or ghosted?
I'd rather be ghosted. Just never speak to me again. Don't give me like a half-assed like thumbs up
emoji.
Oh.
That's mostly what you send to me. Like text message. So
we're friends. I'm not fizzling you.
It feels like it now all of a sudden. I'm feeling very fizzled. I'll be like, hey, mate, see you at work at 11:30. Thumbs up. I've been fizzled this whole time.
According to the dating app Hinge, it's members of the LGBTQI community that are getting fizzled more than anyone else.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Never. A good fizzling is not what you want on Valentine's Day. But I kind of, like, at least ghosted, because I've been pure ghosted once.
Have you?
And it was just, I was, like, very confused for a day. It took me a day or two to figure out that I'd been ghosted, where if it fizzled, at least
her phone's still broken.
At least I have the opportunity for it to be like, where I had to, like, have those two sad days where I was like, maybe it fell in the washing machine.
Dating experts are encouraging daters to be more straightforward and upfront when ending things. Don't lead people on with fizzling or breadcrumbing or ghosting. Just,
sledgehammer.
Not interested.
Sledgehammer to the
See
heart.
You later.
Yeah. Should we do the sledgehammering? I think we just go, I don't like you. This is a waste of time.
I think that's called slapping in the face.
Verbally. All right. You're on K-Rock.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We're all feeling drunk in love today.
Ooh,
and
hello.
Ben has stumbled in absolutely face on love. Ben, happy Valentine's Day, Ben.
Same to you guys.
Yep, thank you very much. Jess, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
all
Day,
right.
Tim.
We all love. Let's get
Tim
into
and
it.
Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Yeah, let's find out. Ben has stumbled, as Tim said, into the studio and bringing us a special Valentine's Day theme of Have You Been Paying Attention? Mm-hmm.
Quick question, because normally Ben gives us three stories, leaves something out,
yep.
and then we have to fill in the blanks.
Yeah,
before we get into that, what's your, move? Like, to be like, if you want to, romance your partner, Ben, to be like, even if it's a dinner, what's your move?
My wife and I love dinner and a movie.
Okay.
So that's on the cards for tonight.
All right.
Nice.
Dinner and a movie.
Any film? Any meal?
We're actually watching through the Harry Potters again, so it's probably going to be one of those because we both love Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's very romantic.
And we're getting noodles from the shop on High Street.
I thought you were going to say nude. I was like, Ben, stop.
No.
Okay. All right. So now we know what you're up to tonight. What's going on in the news?
Hey, roses are a big favourite to gift your significant other today, but how many are expected to be sold around the country today?
Ooh. Ooh, it'd be in the millions, surely.
Mm-hmm.
8 million.
No, a lot more.
Oh, more.
Now, Jess, remember when we do numbers and Ben says more, historically, for some reason, you go down. go up?
23 million.
250 million single roses, and plants also make up 27% of Valentine's Day purchases.
Oh, my God. Do florists just, like, wait for Valentine's Day? Like, oh, yeah. This is, like, their Super Bowl?
Yeah. Well, this is how this is how they get paid for the year. And then they bank on a few weddings here or there, but Valentine's
Day. Wow. Time.
Now, according to a recent study, what is the average a person will spend for someone on Valentine's Day?
$45.
Higher.
Again, Jess, higher means you go up.
How dare you? I think if you're including, like, dinner as well and a gift, probably about, like, $150.
A little bit higher. $192
is my
the average spend for someone on Valentine's Day.
Excuse me, I've got to make a phone call to my boyfriend.
Left your game, mate.
I need to call my bank. Oh, my God.
And finally, in Denmark today, single people will be giving their crush an anonymous letter written on a paper snowflake. If the recipient can guess the sender's identity, the sender has to gift them what in return?
Is it a fish?
No.
Sorry, Scandinavian.
Can you imagine?
I've listened to, and this might sound weird out loud, I've listened to a lot of different Scandinavian cultural podcasts.
Right, right.
And why?
Fish really is a popular theme, so.
Is it a smooch? Do they get a smooch?
No, they actually get an Easter egg.
What?
No rhyme or reason, but apparently it's been happening since the 18th century, and it's a tradition that you get an Easter egg if you can find out who your crush is.
Wow. Okay.
Or you give an Easter egg if you find out who your crush is.
Again, classic. This is just big business making money off us, especially in Denmark.
Just Cadbury cream eggs and hot cross buns trying to get in early.
Well, Ben, hopefully you enjoy your noodles and your nude tonight. Thank you very much and happy Valentine's Day.
Who knows? Listen the way home.
Listen in the sun. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We're talking about those gifts that you've received, maybe for your kids, that annoy you to no end.
Mostly it has to do with, I imagine, either noise-based toys or maybe toys that can cause damage.
I don't have any kids, and a lot of my closest friends have kids, so I go out of my way to buy what I think are the coolest gifts for these children. I want them to love me. I'm buying their love, Tim. And
that's what you do as like an auntie.
Right.
That's what life's about.
And so I bought one of my best mates. I bought her kid, Alia, her one-year-old child, a bike that has one of those, like, it's like a dome at the front full of, like, plastic balls. And every time the wheels turn on this bike, it pops and makes it, like, a very loud. It's very loud.
Does your friend's child love this?
She loves it. Uses it every day.
Well, that's what it's for, Jess.
But I got a call from my best mate, like, hey, Jess, please take this toy back. I can't deal with it anymore.
It's not for you, though. It's for your child.
And I'll be getting your child one very soon, too.
Well, see, this is the thing. I'm sitting here going, ha, 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 funny, funny, funny. But, in a couple of months when my wife gives birth to our firstborn and a year down the track and you're like, here's a paintball gun. I might go, hey, Jess, maybe you shouldn't have got that gift. My house has got dots and spots all over it.
Well, 52232955, we're asking about the worst gifts to buy for kids. We got Louise from Armstrong Creek. Louise, you made it your mission to buy the most annoying toy you could find for your sister's children, right?
I definitely did. And I thought I succeeded.
Yeah. Louise, it's funny. And I know, again, Jess and I both aren't parents, so it's even funnier. But well, it's just great.
What was the best gift that Auntie Louise handed over to the children?
It was this spider that looked like a tarantula where when the kid screams loud enough, it scuttles across the floor, but only when the kid screams.
God, I didn't know they existed. Technology's come a long way. Would you, Louise, do you think what would be worse? Like that spider toy that looks like runs around like a real spider or like a kid drum set where it's just literally designed for nothing but noise?
I don't know. My sister sent a recorder as payback, but I think I still won with that spider. So I don't know how a drum set would fit in.
Louise, a close second, but you've definitely come out on top here.
I didn't realize buying gifts for your nieces and nephews both ways ended up being an eye for an eye situation. And it's not about the actual gift. It's about annoying the other sibling, which I think is fantastic, Louise.
Exactly.
So thank you very much for letting us in because, as I was saying before, I'm going to be a new parent. So glad that I can have my sister and my brother and sister-in-law in my targeting my son. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Jess and Ocean Grove, husband and wife, woke up with $1.2 million in their bank account after this weekend's Tats Lotto draw from Ocean Grove.
Not bad.
There was 16 Division 1 winners across Australia from Saturday night's $20 million jackpot. So each of them won $1.25 million. Obviously, they're going, hey, we're not going to say who we are.
Yeah.
But it was bought, the ticket was purchased at the Ocean Grove Post Lotto and gifts in Ocean Grove Marketplace.
Love that.
Always good. It's always weird. Queenslanders normally win the lotto.
Yeah, Queenslanders do win a lot of lotto.
I've got some quotes from an article I found at our website, krock.com.au. The bloke is going to quit his job and him and his wife want to retire. Now,
you and I had a conversation when we read this.
It's super situational to where this bloke and his wifey are in life.
First of all, they must be in a position already where $1.2 million is a fair chunk of money.
If they already own their house, you probably could retire.
You could retire on that, for sure.
If you're 32, you cannot retire on it. Isn't it? What a weird time in human history we're at. Where someone can win $1.2 million. And you go, oh, that's nice. It's not everything.
It's not much.
And you often hear stories of people winning the lotto and it ruins their life. We spoke about this a few weeks ago, where they win $30 million. They spend it all in the first, 2 years.
Yeah.
Then the house, they can't afford their house. They can't afford their car. So hopefully this doesn't happen to this lovely couple in Ocean Grove.
But again, if they've already purchased all these things, you have to be at a certain point in your life where $1.2 million is like, just extra change.
All right, Jess, you win 1.25.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, you know what I'm doing. You already know what I'm doing.
I wouldn't ask you if I didn't know the answer. I'm trying to offer insight into who you are as a person.
I'd buy myself a new car.
Specifically?
Yes. A Suzuki Grand Vitara.
Yep.
Base model.
Base model. Not here to throw money down the drain. No.
It's $1.2 million.
Would you buy a demo model to save like...
Of course.
Of course.
Then I'd have to wait for it to arrive.
And
new cars
fine.
Are taking a while to arrive
that's
now.
Fine.
I'd also get myself a nice little trailer for the jet ski that I'll also buy. Yeah.
Huge. Then with the other $1.1 million, Jess, just hold on to that.
Just sit tight.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. You would never know if I won the lotto because I'd be back to work the next day.
Yeah, especially if you're in your 30s and you win $1.25 million. It's
probably
smart.
Even if I won $40 million, I'd be back to work the next day.
You wouldn't take a year off?
Nah.
And just pay the radio station and be like, hey, keep my job. I'll come back in a year. I'm going to go travel the world 50 times over. I'll come back.
I mean, now I will. Yeah, that's a great
idea. Just pay
idea.
To get someone from The Bachelor in to replace you. And then literally by the whim of your desire, you can be like, no, I'm coming back this week.
Yeah.
I've got some time at home. And then I'm back off to Barcelona.
After I buy my island, obviously.
Yes. And you take your base model jet ski there and you transport your base model Suzuki Grand Vitara over there.
So I don't want much in life, Tim.
Hey, it's always great to hear people getting in there for a win. So congratulations to the couple from Ocean Grove, $1.25 million.
You've sat very quiet. If you got the $1.2 million, would you quit your job?
The fact that I'm still working now. It's huge for you. I could really, because you know how I said you could be at the whim of this radio station, could be at the whim of you? I'm at the whim of the radio station. I'll literally do anything for money at this point.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name. Think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yeah, 52232955. If you've got a name, we're going to try and spell it.
Yep.
Maybe you'll hear it spelled correctly for the first time ever.
So what we're trying to do is by the end of the year, spell 80 names correctly. It's harder than you think. Even though we have started the year stronger than I assumed we would have.
We're currently sitting on 5
and
it's middle of February.
Are you sure though?
100%.
We've only played it twice.
Yeah.
I feel like we're on 8. Can we bump it up to 8?
We're on 5. You can't just add scores on.
So this is for people who have names where commonly you always go, oh, is it Jessica? And they go, oh, is it J-E-S-S-I-C-A? And you go, it's K-A-H. Sorry.
K-A-H Jessica's. No thanks.
I'm shocked that you have that stance on a different spelling of your own name. We have Heidi in Grovedale who's given us a call. Heidi, you want us to spell your daughter's name? What is it?
Amy Lee. Her first name is Amy Lee.
Amy Lee. Okay. We have a friend called Jamie Lee, Tim. So I'm going to go with maybe similar spelling to that. A-I-M-E-E-L-E-E.
No.
Okay. Oh, no, this,
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it, Tim.
A-M-Y, like dash or hyphen, L-double-E.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Is that, did I get it or I didn't get it?
You didn't get it.
Oh.
Is it L-E-I-G-H?
No.
Is it Amy, A-M-Y-L-E-E, no hyphen?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not often we go four in a row. How do we spell your daughter's name, Heidi?
A-M-Y hyphen L-E-A.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Honestly, we could have gone for another four each, and I don't think my brain would have got there. Sorry about that, Heidi.
No worries.
All right. Vicky in Highton, you want us to spell your son's name. What's your son's name?
Oh, my son's name's Evan.
Evan, okay.
Evan.
And he never gets his name spelt correctly, Vicky.
No, he hates it, yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to go E-V-E-N.
No.
Like even. Damn it.
No.
Oh, come on, Jess. Come on, Jess.
E-H-V-A-N.
No.
So it was like Evan.
can we have a clue?
Oh.
It's hard. I know it's hard to give it away. You know what? Nah, Vicky, just tell us. How do you spell Evan?
Go do it one more go or not?
Say that again?
Give it another go. One more go.
E-V-A-H-N.
No.
E-V-A-double-N.
Yes, you got it.
Double
wow.
N.
Okay, we never usually take this many.
I'm happy to. And we'll absolutely mark that down. So we're up to nine now, Jess.
No, we're up to six.
We're up to
mate.
Nine for the year. Vicky.
Not great at maths.
So when you were naming your son, what compelled you to put a double N on the end of Evan?
Oh, okay. There's two reasons. I used to work with a guy that had his name, and his name was Adam, and he had two N's on the end of his name.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I watch Survivor, like, you know, I'm a Survivor fanatic. And, one of the guys that was a contestant had his name with two N's on the end as well. So I thought, oh, why not?
Double N.
I have seen there's...
Should you be a Tim with double M?
Well, there was that bloke on The Bachelor one year with double M Tim.
Oh, don't watch that.
And that's fine. Well, that's not what we're here to discuss. But, Vicky, really appreciate you calling through. Unfortunately, we couldn't spell... Well, no, we did. We got there in the end. So that's what it's all about.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.